Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos with lesson number 19. Today we will finish the sixth Mishnah. The sixth Perek, the seventh Mishnah of the sixth Perek, and we will begin the seventh Perek, the first Mishnah. First, Mishnah Zion of Perek Vov. The sixth Perek, the seventh mission, which continues what we've been learning about the extraction of the fine flour, the solas, for the korbanos mincha, from a much larger volume of raw wheat. So the Mishnah begins, Ha'omer, for the minchas ha'omer, which was brought of barley, on the second day of Pesach, hayemenupe b'shlosh esrei nofa. It was sifted through with 13 different sieves, 13 different strainers. They would take the three so'im of barley, grind them, and continuously sift the flour 13 times, extracting finer and finer flour until they had the quantity of an isoron of fine flour for the korban omer. Ushtei alechem, for the two breads which were brought on Shavuos, where three saw of chitim were grinded down or ground down, from which two esronim of fine wheat flour were extracted for the two shtei halechem, b'shtei mesrei. There they would require merely only not 13 sieves, but 12. V'lechem haponim, when it came to the 12 breads, again made of wheat like shtei alechem, not of barley like korban omer, they would take a total quantity of 24 so'ah of wheat, out of which they would extract 24 esronim for the 12 chalos, two esronim for each chalo. Here, after it was ground, they would sift it 11 times, biachas esrei. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, lo hoya lo kitzva, there was no strict formula for how many napos were necessary, how many siftings were necessary. Ela soles menupa kol tzorko hoya mevi. The main thing was the final product had to be very fine flour, fit for baking. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'lokachto soles V'yofiso oso Ad shetehei menupo kol sorko. It had to be well sifted. It didn't have to be exactly 10 times or 11 times or 12 times or 13 times, as many times as was necessary, less or more. The next perek begins with the dinim of lachme toda, the breads which accompanied the animal sacrifice, which was brought as a thanksgiving korban, as a korban toda. The Mishnah begins, Hatoda hoysa bo'o chomesh se'in Yerushalmios. There were times in Jewish history when the measurements were changed so that five so'ah of the Yerushalmi measurement equals six of the measurements that were used in the desert in the time of the Mishkan. Hatoda hoysobo chomesh se'in Yerushalmios shehen sheish midborios, meaning that the Yerushalmi measure was larger than the Midbar measure by a sixth. A sixth in Chazal means a sixth millibar, which we would call a fifth, meaning that every measure, midboris, was 5/6 of the Mida Yerushalmis. So our Mishnah teaches us that the 40 Lachmei Toda were made from a total of 5 so'in, according to the Yerushalmi standards, which was equal to 6 so'im of the midboris, the midbor measure of a so'. Shtei efos, 6 so'im of the midbor measure, hein shtei efos, were 2 efos, ha efo sholosh so'im. Every efo was 3 so'im. So 2 efos obviously is 6 so'im. And since in each efo there were 10 esronos, and isoro means a tenth of an efo of the time of the midbor, so in 2 efos there were esrim isoro, there were a total of 10 esronos. I'm sorry, 20 esronos, 10 in each efo, 2 efos, 2 times 10 equals 20 esronos. Of these 20 esronos, Asoro lechomets, there were a total of 40 breads which accompanied the korban toda. You had a total of 20 esronos to work with. 10 of those esronos were for the matzos, the chalos, which were chomets. So that already expends half of your volume for just 10 breads, the chometz breads. But there were 3 different kinds of matzah breads, total of 30. But asor ala matzah, the 10 esronos left over, after the 10 were put aside for the chometz, 10 of the 20 put aside for the chometz, 10 left for the matzah. So obviously you have only 3 1/3 esronos for each group of 10 matzahs. Now the Mishnah goes on to explain. Asoro lachomets, the 10 of the esronos, a total of 20, 10 were for chomets. So if you have 10 esronos for chomets, and there are 10 chalos, which are chomets, so obviously isoron lachalo. Each of those chalos chomets was composed of 1 isoro. Now, let's take a look at the other 30 breads which went with the korban toda, which were all not chalos chometz, but rather matzah, not chometz. And the total esronos there were 10, the asora la matzah. And among the matzah, the 30 which were matzah, there were 3 groups of 10. Uva matzah shalosha minim. One was chalos, meaning loaves of matzah, urikikin, which means flat biscuits of matzah. The difference between chalos and rikikin is that the chalos were mixed with oil and then baked. The rikikin were baked just flour and water, and the oil was then smeared on them after the baking. And then there was a third group of 10 matzos, revucha. As the Pasuk says, Pashas Tzav, V'soles murbeches chalos pelulos pashomen. What's murbeches? So Rashi says that mirbeche revucha means chaluta b'mayim rosrin, that the flour was first boiled in water and then baked. So in that way, it was a different. It was still kept not chometz dik. In fact, it was boiled in water so quickly that it could not become chometz. But it's a different type of matzah. So you have 10 esronos for these 30 matzos. Nimtzu, the Mishnah continues, shlosha esronos u'shlish l'chol min. Each min, each group of 10, was made out of 3 1/3 esronos. Sholosh chalos le'isoro. For each chala, there was 1/3 of an isoron that was used. So work that works out now that for the 10 chalos, there were 3 1/3 isronos. That's if you follow the measuring system which was done in the Midbar. However, let's look at the measuring system which was instituted much later when the Jewish people already settled in Yerushalayim. The Mishnah continues, B'midah Yerushalmis, in the Midah Yerushalmis there were no esronos. The standard measure there were kabim. So in the Midah Yerushalmis there were 30 hayu shloshim kav. There were 30 kabim. How do you get 30 kabim? Because, remember, the 6 so'im of Midbar in the Yerushalmi measure were 5 so'im. So they brought a total of five so'im of solas. 5 so'im equals 30 kav. Because every so' is 6 kabim. 5 times 6 is 30. Now the measuring gets a little easier. Chamisha, half of the 30 kabim, go to the chalos chometz. Chamisha osor lechometz, leaving you over for chamisha osor lematzah, a total of 15 for the 3 varieties of matzah, chalos, rekikin, and revucha. The Mishnah continues further to explain in detail. Chamisha osor lechometz, You have a total of 15 kabim for the chometz, and there are 10 loaves of chometz, 10 chalos chometz, kav v'chetzi l'chala. Works that very fine. 15, 10, 1.5 for each chala. Kav v'chetzi l'chala. Now you have still have 15 kabim for the 30 matzos. V'chamisha osa l'matzo, v'hamatzo shlosha minim, chalos urkikin urvucho, nimtzu chameshes kabin l'chol min, shtei chalos l'kav. So it works out, the arithmetic works out quite simply. The 15 matzos are split among the 3 different minim. I'm sorry, the 15 kabim for matzo are split for the 3 different minim of matzo, leaving you with 5 kabim for each min, shtei chalos lakav. So for each kav, there were 2 chalos made. 5 times, so 2 chalos lakav. So there's a half of a kav for each chala. So it works out that for the 5 kabim of soles, for the 10 chalos, for each and every min of the matzos, Each challah was a half of a kav. A half times 30 is 15, total of 15 kabim. So that is the end of lesson number 19, in which we see how the total was divvied up, so to speak, among the 40 lachme todah. Tomorrow we will continue, but today we have finished the first Mishnah in Perek Zion, the 7th Perek of Menachos, and the end of lesson number 19.